Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's celebrate a little bit today with our student athletes in the WRMJ listening area. Taylor Barber is a senior over at Girard High School. She's been waiting for a basketball season, and she's going to get one. So tell us your reaction when you heard the news on Wednesday.
Obviously, we really didn't know there for a while, and we had started hearing things that it could be, like, really good news, so we started getting, like, excited, but not, like, completely hooked up. So when we heard the news on Wednesday, we kind of freaked out a little bit at practice, but it was really good news to hear, and we were so excited about it.
So that means you get to put the uniform on, the purple and gold, your senior season. What does that mean?
It means a lot more than I think anybody realizes for all of us seniors, really. Like, just being able to put the uniform on one last time or a couple more times is just going to be, like, some of our first, like, real senior memories that we make. And so I'm just very grateful that we get to do that again.
So this roller coaster that you've been on this school year, all right, I remember back in November, Sherrard said, hey, we're going to play. If the IHSA is going to let us play, we're going to play. And then, you know, just shortly after that, the more stringent COVID mitigations went into effect that kind of nixed all youth sports across the state of Illinois. And then, you know, you go to last week, and I think most people across the state thought that high-risk sports, there was a pretty good chance that basketball, wrestling, and football were going to get scrapped this year. No way this school year they're going to be played. Then, lo and behold, last Friday, there's kind of this surprise announcement, hey, you can play basketball if you reach phase four in the COVID mitigations. So can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, following that and the ups and downs of, you know, trying to figure out if you were going to play? Because let's face it, it didn't look too good as we moved along in the month of January.
Right. Well, at first, definitely with Sherrard saying that we would play, it gave us a lot of hope. And then when it went into, like, the next level and everything got shut down again, and we were told that, like, it's most likely not going to happen, so just prepare for, like, not any senior season. It was kind of hard to hear, and I don't think any of us really tried thinking about it at the time, because we don't want to think, oh, well, we're not going to have any of these senior activities or senior seasons like we've always dreamed of. And so that was kind of hard to hear, but then with this coming out, it's kind of hard to believe or hard to set in, almost, just because it has been a wild roller coaster with all of this. And so it's like, okay, well, let's make sure this is set in stone before we get our hopes up again. But I'm very confident that we're going to have this season, and very excited about it now.
Yeah, and I know as we talked to you today, the ADs, I think, in the Three Rivers Conference are getting together to piece the schedule together today. So once you get that, I think you can say, well, we're going to have a season. Until they tip the ball up. But, I mean, the wheels are in motion, no question, to have a season. Now, I know, you know, a lot of kids have been playing, the travel league where they've gone across the state of Illinois to get some travel basketball in. But I think it's a little bit different knowing that you get kind of an IHSA season. Now, I know you're not going to get a state tournament series, but I think there's still an opportunity that you have a chance to go out and win a conference title. You know, I know you want to play in a, you know, regional and a sectional and things of that nature, but still, you know, things were looking bleak where you weren't going to get anything. And now at least maybe you can go for a conference title in COVID 2021, and I know you'd remember that probably, right?
Right, yeah. Well, with us getting to play over in Iowa a little bit, it was nice to do, and it was a great opportunity to take, but I think it's just always different playing for your school team and playing other teams, like, locally around you, and getting a chance at a conference championship would be really nice.
All right. Well, it's great. So you get to put the uniform back on. That's great. And I know the kids got to be excited over there, and we're really excited for the senior. So I'm happy for you, Taylor Barber, and I can't wait till they tip the ball up and the Tigers are playing. And hopefully we'll be over there to broadcast a few games. Good luck to you, and enjoy the moments here of your senior basketball season.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.